I'm Duncan MacLeod, and this is the Tech Central podcast brought to you today by the open source enterprise software company SUSE. I'm joined again by SUSE country manager Grant Bennett. Welcome back, Grant.
Thank you very much, Duncan. Glad to be back again.
Now, the conversation today is going to be about cloud computing in the South African enterprise context, and I guess there's a lot to talk about. You sponsored and hosted a cloud event this week with IT leaders in Johannesburg. What was the message that came out? What are the issues that are exercising their minds?
Thank you, Duncan. Yeah, it was absolutely phenomenal. It was a great event, well attended by some very senior people, you know, across industry segments once again, which is great. So you got a good overview at where the guys are going, you know, what they're looking at. A very, very strong feature of this was you need to go hybrid. People are not selecting one kind of cloud strategy. They're looking at testing, you know, various in various segments of their business, critical and core and non-core, and, you know, kind of testing the waters. There are guys that are quite progressive, that have moved quite far down the line with regards to cloud, where they've turned around and said, we're going full on to the cloud completely. That's our strategy. And other guys that are going, well, you know, we're actually testing the waters. Maybe we're putting HR on. We're seeing how that goes because it's non-critical to the business. So, yes, very good.
So are you finding that there are certain industries that are more progressive than others, or is it very much a case of individual companies within sectors that are perhaps much further ahead in looking at cloud and moving into the cloud than perhaps their competitors? So is it an industry-driven, tends to be an industry-driven thing or a company-driven thing?
So I think actually both, Duncan. So what we realized out of the session that we had, there were a couple of SOEs there, your usual guys, Transnet, Eskom, South African Airways, etc. And each has a very different strategy for cloud. Amazingly, Eskom, their strategy is complete cloud. They've adopted the entire thing, saying they wanted to go that route. And then obviously the various industry segment-focused kind of cloud strategies, your banks being highly innovative, very progressive. We had FNB, Absa, the Reserve Bank there.
Oh, nice.
And it was really good. And as you know, they've been early adopters of cloud and started to drive a lot of those processes to cloud already, as has Transnet, as we discussed in our previous podcast.
Yeah. Now, what are some of the primary drivers of the conversation, and what's maybe holding some companies back from moving faster than they are?
Okay, so I think things that are holding customers back is definitely the unknown. So not knowing where to go or what to do. It's not that they don't want to go and do something in the cloud, but they need to be handheld a little bit. They need to be reassured. They need the vendors to come in and actually say to them, this is the correct way to go. What you're thinking is, we're there with you as a partner, as a strategic partner to you over the long term, and this is how we're going to drive it jointly. So I think that that's been the greatest hindrance to certain organizations moving is just, you know, the how. Not the what or when, but definitely how they're going to get there.
Well, that's a question they need to answer before they do this, because there's a risk if you jump in too quickly, you're going to mess it up.
Absolutely. And I think that that's where it's really important to have customers such as SUSE, Microsoft, and SAP, you know, that can assist you, even AWS, in advising, you know. Referenceability is also key. You know, if you've got references in that particular market segment, that does obviously assist the organizations in that you've got kind of proof in that you've done this. So it adds that little bit of comfort, you know.
And I suppose once your competitor's done it, you're going to want to do it too, assuming the competitor derives benefit from it.
And that is key. Exactly what you said there. You have to derive benefit. So moving to the cloud, just for the sake of moving to the cloud, is certainly not the route to go.
And that's a risk, because I think vendors are really pushing cloud journeys, cloud transformation, etc. But companies actually need to do a lot of work internally before they pull the trigger on this. I mean, they've got to look at their processes. They've got to really consider why they're doing this, and how they're going to do it before they do so. Otherwise, there's a risk that it could be a catastrophe for them.
Absolutely, Duncan. You're 100% correct on that one. You have to have a strategy for where you're going to go as an organization. Cloud is just the enabler on how you're going to get there.
So digital transformation is actually something that you need to consider first. Figure out why you're doing it, and then the cloud is kind of the end result of that
process. It's the enabler to get you there. So what came out of the roundtable was don't focus on cost. Because if you're focusing on cost and getting looking at getting the least cost to go in cloud, you're focusing it in the wrong way.
Well, that's interesting. I was going to ask about cost because I think chief financial officers, FDs, often look at this and say, well, why are we sitting with this massive IT infrastructure in the basement when we could outsource it with a bunch of SLAs? Someone else can take his headache off our hands. It goes off balance sheet. So from a CFO perspective, I can imagine that this is potentially very appealing. But you're saying, and the CFO, I would imagine, would be looking largely at reducing cost within the organization. But cost is not the only element here. Is it the biggest element, or are there bigger considerations at play?
So, Duncan, you're 100% correct. The CFOs are definitely driving that agenda on infrastructure costs. They want to get it off, kind of the bottom line. They want to get it out there. They want to get an SLA together and then drive someone through that SLA and get the best results out of that and focus on their core business.
Yeah, and that's not a bad thing necessarily.
Not at all. Mm. But if you look at that as the only thing, as you said, that's a risk. There are definitely other key performance indicators and areas. You need to look at where you're going to get benefit, a competitive advantage in some segment of the market. That might cost a little bit more initially, you know. However, long term, that could give you, you know, an absolute a jump ahead of your competitors in that particular segment. Mm. So there's definitely two facets. I'm glad you brought up the CFO because they seem to be the greatest drivers towards cloud. As opposed to your CIO, they know they need to adopt it, but we're seeing a very, very big push from the CFO saying this is the route to go. And as you said, it's purely based on, I can save cost here, on infrastructure, people, facilities, etc.
Yeah, so in some respects, the CIO might need to be able to push back and tell the CFO, you know, back off for a moment. We need to, this is a bigger picture issue than just cost, and we need to have a discussion.
Absolutely. And you know what we've actually started to see happen and what was fed back in the session was business is starting to drive this a lot more with IT and the CIOs. Yeah. The business is going, this is the challenge we face.
Which they have to.
Yes. So they're saying, this is the challenge that we face. Mm. This is how we want to go to market. Can you assist us in enabling us to get there? Is there something that we can do? Is there something innovative? Is there something down this line that can make us better than our competitors? Mm. And that's the way we're seeing it getting driven currently.
Yeah, yeah. Is the cloud for everyone? Is there maybe good reason in some industries, in some companies, to continue with an on-premises model or perhaps be very cautious about moving into the cloud?
So I think you're always going to have that hybrid. Duncan, especially in certain industry segments, insurance, banking, you know, where they need to retain your data, telcos, you know, their competitive advantage is their customer list and who they know as that individual person, how they market to them, how they retention in those segments is very, very important to them. Mm-hmm. So when we've actually raised that question and been quite contentious and saying, who cares? Who cares about who manages your data? Give it away, you know?
Yes.
A lot of these CIOs have come back and go, well, just hang on a second, you know? We don't want to give the whole, you know, hog away. We want to actually manage those components as well. We don't mind a portion of that sitting in the cloud or having it mirrored, but there's definitely a subset that needs to sit, you know, on-premise.
Yeah.
So I think certain organizations can give everything away. But certainly not.
Yes. It's quite interesting that the banks, and I think Standard Bank is the leading example in South Africa, correct me if I'm wrong, in terms of certainly talking about moving into the cloud, and they've made some high-level announcements. They've partnered with Microsoft and Azure and Amazon Web Services. Mm. But banking is now very much intertwined with IT. It's almost a technology-led business now, and consumers are interacting all the time with banks digitally. But yet we see Standard Bank looking to move a lot of its processes into the cloud and off-premise and not out of their control, but off-premise, which I thought was interesting. I mean, here's a bank, IT is core to what it does, yet it is quite warmly embracing the idea of cloud and off-premise computing.
Absolutely. And I think, Duncan, I think that whole strategy is to focus on their core, as you said. Their core is us as individuals who bank with them, segments of the unbanked market. They need to focus on those particular areas and get products that they can market to those individuals. I think that when they take their focus away from IT and internal data centers of the magnitude of these, you know, banks that they currently have, and pass it on to the professionals such as your Azures, AWS, Googles in the cloud, and allow them to focus on their core and you focus on your core. I think that that just leads to a much better strategy, a faster go-to-market, you know, and able to answer your customers' needs.
Yeah. So looking at and you interact with corporate customers every single day. Let's say you're going into consult to talk to a big corporate client here in South Africa who hasn't yet embarked on a cloud journey at all, but he's interested in it and what it could potentially mean for his organization or her organization. What are the first things they should be asking?
I think you should first of all stop telling your customers about your products because they know them better than you do, because they use them on a daily basis and they actually know how they work. So actually stop telling and start listening. You know, understand where they
from a vendor perspective.
Absolutely, understand where they're looking at going and see if there is, you know, some kind of value that you can add to their business as a cloud supplier, vendor supplier of any technology, and then taking it from there.
And what should the client be asking the vendor?
I think the client should be asking the vendor key questions around referenceability. Have you done this before? Proven track record. I want to see how is this going to add benefit to my business? You know, don't come in at a phase of, okay, cool, we're going to do a whole lot of RFQs.
Yeah.
Let's see what's out there. Know the area you're going to drive. Get organizations in to tell you what they've been doing and build from there. Don't just go broad market, you know, because I think that, you know, that's what happens a lot at the end of the day. You end up reading all these documents and not actually getting a, you know, kind of firsthand discussion on what's been done, you know, because there's been a lot of stuff that's been done in these various market segments that you can transpose into your organization as well.
Yeah. Now, this is an interesting question, and I know you mentioned that Eskom was at the round table. Now, we know we've got a power supply problem in South Africa, and I think this is probably affecting all the enterprises in one way or another, and IT departments are particularly hard hit, and you know, I suppose most of them are running, certainly larger companies are running generators and other sources of backup. Now, you move your IT infrastructure into the cloud. Now, let's say the nightmare situation unfolds and we don't have power in this country for 5 days. What sort of SLAs should companies be seeking with their cloud partners? Can the cloud partners even guarantee that sort of uptime in the event of a catastrophe?
Absolutely. So that's a great question, Duncan. And I think that that's what's driving a lot of our big institutions that have to have the 24/7 availability. They can't afford to be down. It's just a massive no-no, you know? So I think these SLAs are beginning to get put in place. Mm-hmm. I think that the two data centers that Microsoft has set up in South Africa are a testament to that. They're able to offer those SLAs to customers so that, you know, they don't have the worry of going down. They don't have to worry about the generator. They don't have to worry about filling up the generator with diesel.
Yes.
They have a cloud supplier that supplies them that service, and they know they're 24/7, you know, kind of guaranteed to be available.
Right. And if it's not available, they're very big penalties.
Absolutely.
Again, we spoke about this when we spoke in our last podcast about IoT, but what are some of the conversations companies should be having around security in the cloud?
So what we've learned from all these various roundtables and discussions with customers is that security initially was an issue. They were really worried, where does my data go, where is it going to reside, how is it going to go to the firewall, are we going to punch the firewall, if we give everything away to you, what does that mean to our data, do we own it still, you know? So there's been many questions around this area, and I think that initially security was a great concern. I think through just education of these cloud vendors, as well as SUSE, as well as other various vendors to the customer network, we've really, really come a long way. And the customers do understand that, you know, your data is not secure on-premise and not secure in the cloud. It's just the setup that you put within your organization that manages how secure that is.
Yes.
So it's not that everything is 100% secure 100% of the time, because that would be impossible, as you know. There have been quite a couple of hits at various organizations. But I think it's really important that the organization that's looking to go towards cloud has a very robust security strategy in-house. And the SLA that they put together with that cloud vendor, they make sure that that security strategy is also very, very robust.
Yeah. Before we wrap up, let's talk a little bit about skills, because we know there's been a huge brain drain in South Africa in the last 18 to 24 months. I personally know of quite a few developers who've left the country, and we see it time again. I think just this week, Standard Bank put out its results, and there was a slide in there saying that they are struggling to find the skills that they need to fill key positions. Now, skills has always been a top of the agenda in the IT sector, but it seems to be becoming critically so. Now, with companies moving to the cloud through these digital transformation journeys that they're on, they're actually needing some slightly different skills to do this. With the brain drain, with the demand for technical talent, with everyone finding it very difficult to find the right resources, does this make these cloud journeys that much more difficult, and how a company is dealing with it?
Duncan, you're 100% correct. It is. I mean, it's across the board. I think the brain drain is putting tremendous pressure on South Africa as a whole. A skill set is very hard to come by, and when you get a really good resource, he's kind of on a current project driving that, so they're kind of rare. I think that organizations have started to, as well as vendors, starting to invest in educating people, repurposing them, so not getting rid of them and shrinking kind of your IT sales force because now we're going cloud, but repurposing in them and making them cloud ready. So even from a SUSE perspective, we run Kalisa Academy in conjunction with Dell, with some ladies on there and some gents as well that are learning SUSE coding skills, so that we're able to repurpose them and place them as well in organizations, so that skill set starts to grow. I think that what we discovered from customers, however, is that the older gents that are moving out are not passing their skill set down to the younger generation, which was a question that was posed in the event. And they said, we need to find out a way of getting a mentorship program in place, in order for these skills to be passed down to, the younger generation, so that they're able to pick up the, kind of your old legacy systems, because those are still around, and adopt those, and as we move them to the cloud.
I've had multiple conversations about this over the years, about passing on those sort of skills, and there seems to be two views on it. One is it's the elderly developer, as you phrased it, doesn't necessarily want to pass on those skills because he's going to create a competitor for himself within the organization. But at the same time, it's absolutely critical, and perhaps the fault should actually be placed on organizations who aren't introducing these mentoring systems in place.
You're absolutely 100% correct, and we're finding the same thing. So we don't have that silver bullet either. We're finding the same thing in organizations, that the older gents are like moving on, they're retiring, but that skill set is retiring with them. So we still haven't found that golden egg on how do we get those skills out of that gent or lady before they leave, to the younger generation. And I think we need to get some kind of program together in order to drive this, a mentorship program within an organization that, kind of these youngsters mirror these guys way before retirement age,
Fascinating discussion. Grant Bennett is South Africa Country Manager at SUSE. Thanks so much for talking to Tech Central.
Thank you very much, Duncan. Good to chat again.